Welcome again to the J2W Project, which is the journey to holiness, where my goal is to get you to realize your own personal holiness through God's holiness. You know, the idea of being whole has a lot to do with how you think and how your mind projects itself in your adversities or in your calm periods of your life. This week's Anchor of Wholeness says that we are to allow others to be themselves, even if it means that they are different than what you and I want them to be. Prayer changes things. You see, this particular week of study in our Anchor of Wholeness provides us with a backdrop that we should be willing to sign our own peace treaty. Well, you might say that this seems a little bit uncomfortable or confusing, but the idea is that many occasions in our lives comes to the point where we are being robbed of peace, not so much for what others have done to us, but for our failure to release persons who have caused the offenses. And so sometimes it's been caused because we believe that people should have behaved differently, or they should have acted differently, or they should have made different choices. The reality is, you and I have got to get to the point that we can allow others to be themselves, even if it means that they are much different than we want them to be. When we look at Isaiah chapter 26, this is a very interesting hymn of praise as its backdrop. But when you look at verse 3, it gives to us the key on how to have perfect peace. It suggests, as a part of that hymn of praise there in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." Well, this whole idea has to do with how we obtain personal peace through trusting in God. I have also found that we are enabled very much to be unable to come to the point where you and I can actually trust God because we cannot release the pain and the guilt that we have. You see, invariably, the source for the lack of peace comes from holding others as emotional hostages. Sometimes it could be that we have withheld love, we've withheld affection, and we've withheld approval, and we do this as a punishment to them. We think that this is going to hurt them and to cause them to feel the pain that we have felt that's come from them. We might have experienced this, and we feel that, okay, this would likely be the best way for me to deal with it. But you know what? The end product of this type of behavior and thinking is paradoxical. How is that, you might ask? Well, instead of taking their peace away from them, these types of actions, you are actually only robbing yourself of peace because you are seeking to make other people behave, feel, and respond the way you want to. This is always going to lead us to a dead end street. You see, I keep reminding myself, and I'd like to remind you, that time and people are God's exclusive creation. And certainly when our problems become involving with these persons, we'll just have to give it up to God because he alone is in control of that. The idea of holding people emotional hostages, this cure for this malady and this emotional suicide, as I'd like to call it, the simple cure is that you're going to have to decide that you will accept others for who they are and allow them to be themselves. They may be very different from you, and guess what? That's okay. God made everyone a free agent, and only God has the power to change individuals. What you can do as you begin to walk through this process of releasing and signing your own peace treaty with yourself, you can pray for God to release you from your bondage of the controlling personality. I know sometimes it seems very scary to suggest or even to expect, to accept the fact that you may be controlling. Well, let's look at some of the tenets of a controlling personality. Generally, that personality feels comfortable whenever they are in an arena where others are behaving the way they want them to do, even if it is not a comfort to the other person. Why? It may be something you'd like to think about. It may be that there's something that you've overlooked, but today is a good way to get an opportunity to move beyond that emotional malady. You'll be surprised that your own peace lies in your own hand. Why not sign your own peace treaty today? Why not release others from the emotional prisons of your heart and mind? You can love again, regardless of what has happened to you in the past. You can trust again. You can even move beyond your past by simply being willing to sign your own peace treaty and declare that you are going to be in perfect peace because you're going to trust the Lord and allow Him to work that work in you. In order to get through this phase of your journey to wholeness, you will need to remember the code of conduct of acquiring the peace that has been noted in Isaiah 26, verse 3. You must have to your mind stayed on God, and that you'll understand that your peace comes when you trust God to show you the way to your eternal journey of peace. You are really the person who's in control of your life and your peace. When you get ready to sign your own peace treaty, you can live a spiritually and emotionally blessed life. Well, it's also important for you to remember that prayer changes things. But as you get to the point of believing and issuing your emotions to the fact that prayer changes things, I want you to know and gain from this week's lesson that most importantly, prayer changes you. And so, as I'd like for you to begin to consider ways that you can improve your own interaction with people, how you can sign your own peace treaty, just be reminded that you can do all things through Christ. And so I'd like for you to remember that it's your privilege to be whole, to be free, so that you can indeed be blessed.